Prime Minister Simpson Miller attends 26th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM and extends congratulations to cricketers Chris Gayle and Marlon Samuels after their World Cup exploits. This and more in today's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on Thursday headed Jamaica's delegation to the 26th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community held in Nassau, the Bahamas. The meeting was convened under the chairmanship of Prime Minister of the Bahamas and Chairman of CARICOM, Perry G. Christie. Jamaica's delegation to the meeting included Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister, Anika Miller, and other senior officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. The session ran from February 26 to 27 and focused primarily on the following issues: reparations for native genocide and slavery, a regional marijuana commission, financing of the CARICOM Secretariat and community institutions, emoluments and proposed pension rules for judges of the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, and the Caribbean Knowledge Learning and Network Agency, CKLNA. The CARICOM heads also discussed principles to guide the identification of CARICOM candidates for international positions. Prime Minister Simpson Miller and other CARICOM heads of government also exchanged views with the Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, Dr. Jose Granziano da Silva, to discuss food security and the development of agriculture in the community. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller joined Minister with Responsibility for Sports Natalie Nita Headley in congratulating Jamaican and West Indies cricketers Chris Gayle and Marlon Samuels for their outstanding performances in the West Indies team's recent match against Zimbabwe in the 11th Cricket World Cup underway in Australia and New Zealand. Chris Gayle amassed a total of 215 runs in the match, becoming the first man to score a double century in a Cricket World Cup match. He also holds the record for the highest individual score in a World Cup match. Marlon Samuels amassed a career-best score of 133 runs, which together with Gayle's 215 runs formed the highest run partnership between two batsmen in the history of one-day international cricket. In a press release from the Office of the Prime Minister, Mrs. Simpson Miller and Mrs. Nita Headley congratulated both men, noting that they have done Jamaica and the West Indies proud with their record-breaking effort. The release also stated that the extraordinary performances by both men has helped to reignite the faith of the Jamaican and Caribbean people in the exceptional talent that resides in our sportsmen and women in Jamaica and the Caribbean region. The release further stated that Gayle and Samuels continue to be two of the many great Jamaican sport talents who can be counted on to consistently and faithfully play supporting roles in the fortunes of Caribbean cricket at all times. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Casita Irving, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies islandwide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage this World Wildlife Day, March 3, and all year round by not harming them and by reporting incidents and illegal trade to NEPA. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.